Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, towards the end of Simen Shin Samach Beis. We began Sif Yud in yesterday's share, which began to talk about some of the halachos of Tzuras HaPesach. We're on the last line of Reish Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber qualifies some of the things that we said yesterday about Tzuras HaPesach as follows. He says, Vahani Mili, that which we said, that a Tzuras HaPesach is good, Hani mili b'chotzer u'mavui sheyesh bohem diorin, that which you can use in totally enclosed area via a tzuras ha-pesach, which we explained yesterday, basically is a structure, which we'll learn about more today, that is a vertical post with a horizontal post, and then another vertical post coming down, the schematization, if you wish, of a doorway. So then that which we said that that's good, that's talking only when you're enclosing a chotzer, a front yard, or a mavui, a alleyway. And in both of these, there are people dwelling in those places. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Vav, Rotsu Lamar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shenoflu Ksoleha, you had over here previously a wall, V'asa Shom Kundosim B'Tzuras Pesachim, and you therefore went and replaced that wall that was originally there with these Tzuras HaPesach, with these posts that are vertical and then horizontal, and and since there are people living over here, Derech Leo Shom Psochem Harbe. It is normal if you have a dwelling area that you have lots of doorways. These Tzuras HaPesach are some way equivalent to a doorway. And if you have people living there, it's okay to have lots of doorways. Therefore, Lekachitiru, that's why the rabbis said that this is acceptable. The issue footnote number 38 talks about what about if you have a situation where it's half of a biko where people don't live and half of an area where people do live. So this footnote brings down an interesting machlokas between the Chasam Sofer and the Chazon Ish, Ayin Shom. Mechaber continues, right? So that's only true for a chotzer or mavi. Avo bebika, out in the valley, i.e., where people aren't living, lo mahani, a tzuras ha-pesach that goes all the way around, doesn't work. And Dear Shu footnote number 30 adds over from the Chazon Ish that this is true even if you have a caravan out there in the valley. She'ein mo'ila tzuras ha-pesach midal ruchos, you can't have a totally enclosed area just via tzuras ha-pesach out in a bika. Mishum she'tzuras ha-pesach midal ruchos mo'ila rak k'shiyesh dirim gemurim k'chotzer mavi. Because a tzuras ha-pesach will only work in this situation if it's a real legitimate dwelling area. And even if you have a caravan out in a bika, that doesn't make it a real legitimate dwelling area that you can have the total enclosure via tzuras ha-pesach. Pesach. And the Mechaber explains that we're talking here b'shekol haruchos ayde tzuras ha-pesach. You can't have this bika enclosed totally with tzuras ha-pesach. Partially, you can, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Zayin. Lafuke im hayo ha-hekef ketikuno elosh yesh ba paratzos yosem yeser. A tzuras ha-pesach would work if you have a normal enclosure over here, except that there are some breaches, and you enclose those breaches that are greater than 10 amos long, which would otherwise ruin the wall, but you can enclose those breaches with a tzuras ha-pesach, even in a bika. Mahani tzuras ha-pesach, afilu b'bika b'arba ruchosah. Then you can have it even on all four sides in this situation. Afilu mayor parutz merub al omed. And in fact, this would work even if you have over here the entire enclosure having more areas of tzuras ha-pesach than it has actual walls, this would work. And you can see diagrams of this in Dear Shu footnote number 39. And as well, we see different scenarios over there, how you can set up an acceptable Tzuras HaPesach out in a bika, even with a relatively minimal amount of walls, where you have Haporitz Meruba Al HaOmed. This is the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. However, according to the Rambam, Ulaha Rambam, Ein Tzuras HaPesach Moel Lepirtza Yosem Yeser. According to the Rambam, a Tzuras HaPesach cannot fix a breach that is more than 10 amos wide, and that you must fix it by actually filling in a wall over there or doing something else. Unless, Elim Kain, Omein Merubah Laparetz. But the Rambam allows it as well, as long as the total amount of wall is going to be greater than the total amount over here of breach of opening. And the Ramah adds, in that situation, the Rambam would hold, V'oz mahani afilu b'bika b'chol ruchos. Then it would even be good in a bika, even if you had it on all four sides. He brings down from the Beis Yosef, in the smag and the smak, that this would be good, according to the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Ches explains that according to the Rambam, if it's more than 10, the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. However, avo be'eser, but if it's exactly 10 or less, moel, then even the Rambam says it's good, afilu paretz merubah al omid, even if you have more breaches over here than actual standing wall, but all the breaches are filled in with the Tzuras HaPesach, that would be perfectly good. The issue footnote number 40 brings down The im orech hapirtza yoser me eser amos vaparts ruba. If the breach is more than 10 amos and you have more breach over here than actual standing wall and you want to close it off, so the Chasam Sofer says that even according to the Rambam, yochol lasos kama tzuras haPesach sh'orchem pachos miyud amos zulus hadzu. What you can do is make a tzuras haPesach of 8, let's say, and then another tzuras haPesach nesukut of 8. So even though in this situation you're actually enclosing an area of 16 amos with the tzuras haPesach, you're doing it with 2 tzuros haPesach, and therefore that would be acceptable. That would be the opinion of the Chasam Sofer. But again, over here the Chazon Ish disagrees with him, just like in footnote number 38. And here the Chazon Ish says shim orech hapir tzios mi'eser. If the total length over here of the breach is more than 10 amos, so then you can't fill it in, so to say, by making 2 smaller tzuras haPesach. So if you had a breach of 16, the Chazon Ish would say you cannot fill it in with 2 tzuras haPesach of 8 amos each. The Chasam Sofer says you can. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says that this opinion of the Rambam that if it's 10 or less, you can fill it when tzuras haPesach applies afilu b'bikra. The afilu kol arba ruchos ayde tzuras haPesach. And this would be true even if it's the entire arba ruchos that you're doing with the tzuras haPesach. If it's smaller than 10 amos on each side, it would be good. And he says there are even situations that the Rambam would say that would work even if it's more than 10 amos. For example, kigon beruach shlishi shel mavoi, on the third side of a mavoi, mahani tzuras haPesach. There, a tzuras haPesach would work. The afilu ladofen kulo kishuhu mafulish, and this would work even if the side that is through and through would be enclosed with the tzuras haPesach. That would still work. Kivan shishtei defanu shleimos, because you have 2 complete walls over here. Okay, the common sif sim shamasach dalit sif aleph, where we'll show you that that is good as long as you have 2 full walls. And the third side could be mafulish. Even according to the Rambam, it would be able to work with the tzuras haPesach. We'll have to wait till we get to shin samach dalit to see this in more detail. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Tes explains the Mechaber, saying, however, that even the Rambam would say there could be more than 10, it would be good as long as the total amount of the walls is greater than the Pirtza. The Nachon Lachush L'Divrei Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says we should be concerned with this more Machmer opinion of the Rambam. Shagam Das HaSmag VaSmakukin, because the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down that the Smag and the Smak also hold like this, and in the Shaar HaTzion Os Mem Dalet, he brings down that this is also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Chananel as well, like the Rambam. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mahu Tzuras HaPesach. We finally get to exactly stating here in the Shulchan Aruch, what is this Tzuras HaPesach? Now, I should point out, here we're talking about purely in terms of, does it enclose an area in terms of carrying on Shabbos? Is this considered a valid wall? Dirshu footnote number 45 has a whole separate discussion about, would it require a Tzuras HaPesach, that is, would it require a mezuzah or not on it? And he brings it down, this is a machlokis as well. Some opinions say yes, it's really considered a halachic door and therefore require mezuzah. Others say no, it would not, unless you have a certain thickness over here to the walls. In any event, the Mechaber tells us that this Tzuras HaPesach is comprised of konamikan, a vertical post on one side, the konamikan, a vertical post a distance away from it, so to say, on the other side, the kona agabem, and you have some sort of a post over here connecting these 2 vertical posts. So you have a horizontal post over here connecting these 2 vertical posts. And he says, afilu eno nogeya bahen. It doesn't actually have to be the horizontal post is actually touching the 2 vertical posts. It just has to be elo. It could even be sheyesh b'neim kama amos. It could be a distance of several amos in between the vertical post and the horizontal post. Nevertheless, as long as you have over here, ubavad shehei gova hakonim shemikan umikan asor tvachim, as long as the 2 vertical posts are at least 10 tvachim tall, v'yu mechuvonim keneged kono elyon, the horizontal post on the top has to be exactly part of it over each of the 2 vertical posts. So as long as you have this structure over here, even though it's not touching, the horizontal post is not touching the 2 vertical posts, but it's directly above each of the vertical posts at some point, so then this is a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach, Afilu Echod Govoa Mechaveru Harbe, even if the 2 vertical posts are not the same height, and in fact the horizontal post on the top is now going to be on an angle, that still is a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in the Shaar HaTzion Os Mem Vav, he says this is based upon the Prima Gadim. However, the Chidusha Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mistapek in Munach Harbe b'shipua, if it's on a great land, would that work? And you can see pictures of this in Dirshu footnote number 46, where you have, for example, a Tzuras HaPesach going up a mountain. So one post is much higher than the other post on the vertical aspect. Or you can have a shorter post over here in the second diagram that is now making it even. So the two posts aren't the same size, but the horizontal bar is exactly going across. In both of these situations, it is considered to be kosher. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Samach Aleph, and he says, you have the horizontal post on top of the two vertical posts. He says, V'hu adin ayde chavolim. It doesn't have to be an actual post. It could just be string. It could be rope over here. Our typical Tzuras HaPesach type of an Erev that we make is usually made with two vertical posts, and you have some sort of a nail on the top of each vertical post, which you wrap a string around and connect it from one vertical post to the other vertical post. That is a 100% perfectly good Tzuras HaPesach. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Sivkot and Samach Beis. This top horizontal post, we said, doesn't have to actually be touching the two vertical posts. It just has to be directly above them. So Mishmur explains, because we hold the Amrinan good osik, we say that the vertical posts, Halacha Moshe Sinai, go straight upwards. And therefore, the two vertical posts are halachically viewed as being extended straight up until they hit the horizontal post or the horizontal rope that you have up there. For example, the ropes could be over here connected to something else. And this is basically the basis over here. How can you use telephone wires or electrical wires or any other sort of wire that's connected between two posts that the electric company or the government is using for whatever purposes? They are having an additional lechi attached to them at the bottom, and this is going to be directly underneath those wires, and therefore it's perfectly good. As long as Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Gimel v'yuch mechuvanim v'chule, they have to be directly, the horizontal wire or post has to be directly over each of the vertical posts. Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here that the Mechaber is telling us, sheshnei akonim yumechuvanim mamish neged akonu elyon. They have to be absolutely directly underneath the horizontal post. You have to have the horizontal post directly above, not touching, but directly above where the vertical posts are. It can't be off by a little bit. It has to be directly over it. And if even only one of the two is not directly above the vertical post, so on one side you missed it by a little bit, El Rocho Kosho, it's off just a little bit, puzzle, then it's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The reason for this, Vatam, the Mishnah Berurah explains, and in the Shaar HaTzion, Osman Tesi says this is from the Vilna Gaon. Because even if we do hold the halachic principle, halach l'moshe misinai, of good osik, that the vertical posts are considered to be extending upward beyond their physical structure, it's not connected directly or indirectly to the horizontal post, because it's missing it when it rises up, as we're going to learn more in a moment. And if the two vertical posts on the bottom are not perfectly aligned one with the other, and if they're off, they're not straight line with each other, they're off on an angle one to each other, then the horizontal post has to be angled in the exact same way, so it goes over directly both vertical posts. In order for it to be kosher Tzuras HaPesach, whatever the structure is of the vertical post, the horizontal post has to be over both tops of the vertical posts. We continue in the Mechaber, and he writes, if you attach the horizontal post to the two vertical posts, or even to one of them, but you don't do it on top of it, you attach it on the side. And you can see examples of this, actually everything that we just talked about and we're talking about now, in Dirshu footnote number 49, where he gives many examples of how the rope or the post is on top of the two vertical columns, and if you can see in the diagram in number 50, how you can see that it's attached to the side, or either in the first figure or in the second figure. In the first figure, it's attached directly to the side. In the second figure, it's attached into the post, but not on top of the post. So if you attach the horizontal post over here, or string, to the side of even one of the two, certainly to both of them, Lo Mahani, the Mechaber tells us that that will not work. That is not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Dalet, Pirush, Shelo Nosan He'elyon al shnei hakonim. You don't have the horizontal post directly above, either directly touching or in the airspace directly above the two vertical posts, ha'omdim, that are standing over there, el chibru lehem in atzad, but you attached it from the side. Again, as you can see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 50, that is no good. Why not? Because it's no longer, Tzuras Pesach works because it's like an opening, and an opening doesn't ruin a mechitza. But if it's not an opening, if it's not a valid Pesach, then it does ruin the mechitza. A normal way that you have a door is that the lintel on the top is going to be over the two side posts, the two mezuzos. The mezuzos over here do not mean a mezuzah like we know it. It means the two doorposts that are also called mezuzos. A doorpost is a mezuzah. We put a mezuzah on the doorpost. That's why it's called a mezuzah. In any event, the Mishnah continues and says, "Vida, you should know. The Masha Meikala Taz Afilu Asol Min Atzad. The Taz does allow it to be a valid source of Pesach if it's on the side. That's only Imasol Begova Hakone Bishova Imakone Mamish Shein Hakone Omid Bolit Lemala Min Achevel." This we'll explain in a second, but you can see beautiful diagrams of this in Dirshu footnote number 52, which is found all the way in the back of the Sefer, where you can see over here that it is not above, but it's directly adjacent to the top. So it would look almost as a continuous line, as you can see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 52, but it's not on the top, but it's right adjacent to a top. In that situation, the Taz says that it's acceptable. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, others disagree with the Taz. And in fact, he says in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost Nun Aleph, he gives a huge list of Achronim. Kol Achronim, he says, Cholkin Olav. They all disagree with the Taz. It's not good enough to be directly adjacent to the top, but it must be over the top, on the top of the Kona, in order for it to be acceptable, according to the vast majority of the Achronim, unlike the Taz. If it's inserted into the konas, and you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 53, again, a picture's worth a thousand words, in this situation over here, you've cut a little bit, a hole, so to say, a slice into the two vertical posts, so now you can put the string into it. It's not on the top, but it's into it, like a worker might do. But the post extends up above the string, above the rope that is attaching these two posts over here. Again, you can see this very clearly, better than I can explain it, in Dirshu footnote number 53 in the diagram over there. In this situation, mistapek a prima godim. The prima godim is unsure what the aloch is, and therefore, umetzadit was el ahachmir. He paskins over here, l'chumra. Again, you can see the same diagram over here on this page now, in Dirshu footnote number 55, and the Chazon Ish disagrees over here, and he says that this would be kosher. And that's in the top diagram over here, in Dirshu footnote number 55. Mishnah Berurah continues, however, and he says, Avo, im ein hakonim otvim lamala, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 56, if the string goes directly above the two vertical posts, el shechokak rak ma'at b'yam tziyosun, l'niach hachev v'socho, but there's only a slight little groove there on the top, as again you can see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 56, she'munach betov, and the reason that you do this little groove over here is that the string should stay over there, v'lo yishtal shalamat, and it shouldn't roll off, shaper domi, that certainly is good, the mikrei zal gaba, because that certainly is considered on top. And even if you're going to say that the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 55, which we just explained, the prima godim says mitzadeid lahachmir, is no good, that's because the post extends above the rope on both sides of the groove. But in Dirshu footnote number 56, in the diagram there, which is what we're now talking about, that certainly would be good, because the little groove there is not really allowing the vertical post to extend above the rope, it's just keeping the rope in its place. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'cheinim no'etz mesamer b'rosh ha'konah. If you stick a nail on top of the post, which is what we do with our modern eruvs today, v'kosh b'chevel, and you wrap around, you tie around the string into this nail, shaper domi, that certainly is good. D'hamunach milamala neged ha'konah, because it's certainly above the post over here, and that would absolutely be good. V'yim korach achut soviv ha'konah min atzad. If you keep on wrapping around the side, but because you wrap it around so much, some of it goes above the post, gam ken kosher, that also would be good. And you can see a picture of this in Dirshu footnote number 58 in the diagram. Im yocho lismoch al ha-telegraph b'mkom tzuras ha-pesach, can you rely upon the telegraph poles? So ayin b'tshuvas ma'amar Mordechai, simen laman aleph, b'tshuvas sholo meshev, ma'adura kamoch, chelik beis, simen pei vavu beiches, or b'tshuvas beis shlomo, chelik aleph, simen mem aleph. One can see some of these details in Deir Shu footnote number 59. We are unfortunately running out of time, so we can't go through it right now. Ayin Sham. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Samachay says that it's no good in this situation when it's attached to the side. However, Vim Hemid Kone Acher Tachas Eze Mokum Shoyo Min Atzad, as you can see in the diagram in Deir Shu footnote number 60, where you see that there's another vertical post over there. So even though the top part is on the side of the original vertical post, you've placed another post underneath it, and therefore that would be kosher, that would be perfectly good, which is what we do again with our modern Mechitzos and Tzuras HaPesach that we have for an Erev. That is the way that we do it usually. Ideally, you should go and remove the pasula kana if at all possible, so people shouldn't mistakenly think that that's the one that's really doing the job. There's much more to say over here. Look in all the Deir Shu footnotes for additional details, but with that, we'll conclude today's shir.